Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. Today we focus in on Exabytes and their offer of sponsorship to women entrepreneurs to accelerate digital adoption and shift to e-commerce. We're joined on the phone by Chan Ki-siak, founder and chief executive officer of Exabytes, to find out more. Chan, welcome to the show.
Hi, good afternoon, Clarissa. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, our pleasure. Now let's start. Why don't you give us an overview of Exabytes? Tell us what it is that you do.
I founded Exabytes almost 20 years ago, and at that time I was only 19 years old in college. So we started Exabytes with one mission in mind, which is to help the businesses to grow online. So today, Exabytes, we have a business footprint in Singapore, Malaysia, Indonesia, with employees of close to 300 headcounts, yeah, around the region. And we have, in fact, four businesses, four brands in Singapore. So what we do is mainly helping businesses grow online, which includes cloud, digital, and e-commerce. Love to share a little bit more about what we do shortly.
To date, you've got 160,000 businesses around the world that you help with their online presence.
Exactly.
So,
and these are the... Mainly, they are small and businesses, but we do also have some large enterprises using our services.
All right. So it's quite fair to say you're a successful business.
We are working hard on that. I think definitely a lot more we can do.
All right. Now, let's turn our focus and attention to your mission to help SMEs digitalize and bring their businesses online. Tell us more about that.
So what we intended to do is to make it easy for all the businesses to grow it online. So basically, we run our business following the four main principles, which is number one, is to make it reliable. Number two is to make it affordable. Number three is to simplify. And the last one is to give more advantages to all the businesses. So we call it with the acronyms RASA, R-A-S-A. In simple terms, is we, first of all, we create one-stop solutions to make it easy for all the businesses so that they don't have to deal with different vendors, right? So the journey can be started with businesses come with ideas, and ideas usually translate to a registered a domain name or name for their company website. Then we offer the hosting of the website and email for the businesses. And if you don't have someone to help them design or take care of their website, we can even help them to do the website design. And once that's done, right, they will usually want to do some marketing, so that will give the businesses more exposures online. So that's where we offer the services like help them advertise in search engines, social medias, and even do search engine optimization. And the last part we do is actually e-commerce. Today, especially the during pandemic and post-pandemic, more and more businesses realize they actually cannot solely rely on retail. They need to have more e-commerce and digital footprint. So we have a platform which enables the business to sell their products online. And we also have a solution to actually help enterprises to bridge their offline and online together.
Okay, now you obviously are right. And everyone around the world realizes because of COVID-19, we need to push forward or pivot towards a more digitalized existence if we're a business. Now, you are offering 200 selected female entrepreneurs across Singapore and Malaysia a complimentary website or online store setup. The total value of the sponsorship that Exabytes has committed to this initiative is 350,000 Singapore dollars, 350,000 ringgit Malaysia, respectively. Now, tell us, first of all, if it's 200, you're going to split it 100 in Singapore, 100 in Malaysia. Tell us everything. Tell us why you're doing this, why you are putting this money up to sponsor SMEs.
We actually saw a lot of businesses actually went through their most difficult moments in their business life, and a lot of them are in fact struggling. On the other hand, we also saw a lot of businesses had to close down, and because of that, some people lost their job. But every time when disaster happens, so, you know, that great opportunity. So, on the other hand, right, that's where we also came across people actually wanted to either, they want to take this opportunity to bring their business online. Traditionally, it could be very brick and mortar, very offline, but, because now it's badly affected on the retail, so they want to find a way to go online. But usually the common obstacles is, right, they don't know where to start. Even they have ideas, briefly, how they should start, but they were also like very conscious about the spendings and all that. On the other hand, we also came across individuals like women and all that, right? They wanted also to do something because of, you know, they want to generate income, or some they even like lost their full-time job. So having an online presence, selling products or services online, make good use of e-commerce, these are some of the ways that actually is proven, right? So for our side as a businesses, we actually wanted to do our part because we have the resources, we have the platform, and we do that as our main business. But we always felt, during a hard time, especially, you need to give back to the community, you need to give back to the society. So in conjunction with the International Women's Day, that's why we decided, hey, why not this year we do something different? Why not we help 100 women, especially, to start and embark their business journey? And in fact, a lot of people ask us, why only limit to 100 entrepreneurs in both countries? And the reason is actually simple. What we're offering here is not just the products or the tools, but instead we're actually investing our effort and resources to help all these 100 women entrepreneurs to actually design their website, including like uploading their product photos, put together nicely the website in a very presentable format and all that, and involve time and resources. So we thought instead of like, you know, over promise, why not we start with like 100 each for both countries.
All right. But it's still very generous. 100 from Singapore, 100 from Malaysia. We're speaking with Chan Kee Siak, founder and chief executive officer of Exabytes. Now tell us, what are you looking for? What qualities are you looking for in these businesses that you might select? Because I'm going to assume that you're going to get more than 100 people applying in both countries.
For us, as just now I shared, one of our criteria, right, is simplified. So to support this program, we want to make it as simple as possible. So long the entrepreneur or the women entrepreneur, they have a proper business registration, basically they are qualified. We don't want to like set many stringent requirements or criteria and make it difficult, right? So basically it's a first come, first serve. So long you have a business registration and the business is majority owned by women entrepreneur, you are basically qualified. The idea is, through helping each country, 100 women entrepreneurs to begin with, it will actually encourage and also inspire more women entrepreneurs and even, basically all the entrepreneurs to take this opportunity to go online and expand their business footprint from offline to online and even expand outside the country.
All right. And just for the record, if you want to check it out, you can make your application for this sponsorship at Exabytes website. Exabyte is spelled Exabytes. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. Now tell us about Exabyte Sama Sama Digital Initiative. What success stories can you share with that initiative?
There's a program that we launched last year, I think like a couple of months after the COVID pandemic, with the objective to help entrepreneurs to start their digital transformation. So under that program, we actually gotten some funding to actually sponsor almost up to as high as 80% of the cost for all the small businesses out there to digitalize their business. So when I say digitalize, it could be like having a website presence, it could be like setting up an e-commerce store, or it could be like featuring their products on those international websites where they can target some export of their products and services. So far, we have helped almost 400 entrepreneurs to successfully digitalize their business under that Sama Sama Digital program.
So what you're talking about with the women entrepreneurship sponsorship is it would be quite similar to what you did with Sama Sama Digital.
The only difference is that, right, this round for the women entrepreneur, we fully sponsored program. It's 100% free. They don't have to pay any single cent. It's fully sponsored. Whereas compared to Sama-sama Digital, the entrepreneur, they still have to take care about 30% of the cost.
Okay. What are you hoping to achieve with Women Entrepreneurship with Exabytes, this initiative?
For us, it's really simple. We want to materialize the dreams of many, many capable and adventurous ladies and women entrepreneurs out there. We want to show our support and encourage them by lending a hand, by sharing with them some of the resources and the experience and the skill set we have, helping them to move that initial first few steps. And hopefully that will help to increase their confidence. That will help them to identify more opportunities. And that will also expand their business boundary beyond the physical world or even beyond the country.
Okay, so it doesn't matter. They could be candle makers, batik makers. They could be bakers of beautiful cakes and cookies. As long as they have a registered business, they qualify to apply.
Yes, and that's not restricted to just products. It could be services. For example, they can be doing some designing work. They could be doing some copywriting. They could be doing some advisory, consultancy, accounting, anything. Any kind of business, not necessarily is online business. What we wanted to do is actually help them create a website presence, let them to be found online especially, and that will help to increase their business exposure and hence more business opportunity.
That sounds fantastic. Now, as a reaction to COVID-19, lockdowns, etc., there has been an accelerated push towards digitalization and e-commerce for retail businesses and services. As the world starts to look at opening up, and we spoke about opening up earlier, do you see this interest slowing down, or do you think this digital push is our new normal?
I would definitely say this is our new normal. If you look back at the history, right, I think the 10 years ago when SARS happened in China, that's where the business realized everything needs to go digital as much as possible. And we also can see in terms of how they grew, right? The graph, once it accelerated, it may dip down a little bit, but pretty much it's like staying at the top side. So this is what we believe is right now. This pattern is actually repeating itself in this region now, and it's happening, in fact, worldwide. We believe even this post-COVID era, I think the behaviors is already shaped, right? Basically, the past 1 year and so, everyone already adopting the new normal pretty well. Although we really miss the moment we can go out freely in the shopping mall, in the cinema, in the restaurants. But I believe certain parts of our so-called lifestyle, so-called our day-to-day behavior already changed. So the making good use of technology, making good use of digital is something that is unstoppable.
So the future is now?
The future is now. And now is yesterday.
Thank you so much for that. We've been speaking with Chan Ki Siap, founder and chief executive officer of Exabytes. Chan, thank you so much for the time and the information.
Thank you so much, Clarissa. Enjoy the afternoon session talking to you and all the audience.
It was a pleasure. I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.